Here's another problem. The first 10 amino acids of histone subunit H2B contain 4 proline residues, an extraordinary accumulation in such a short space. The sequence is shown here both in isolation and in its natural setting at the N-terminus of subunit H2B. In addition to this sequence being an unlikely candidate for binding to DNA, it is furthermore a sequence not likely to cooperate, so to speak, in the sort of ordered structure I wish to propose. Moreover, the length of its DNA binding N-terminus, because of this sequence, winds up being about 10 amino acid residues longer than the DNA binding portions of the N-termini of the other 3 histone subunits, which increases my suspicion that these first 10 amino acids have some specialized role that I cannot even begin to imagine. Nevertheless, since there's no way to even guess as to what else to do with them, I have reluctantly treated them the same as the other approximately 200 N-terminal amino acid residues of the histone octamer.